NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Vice President Joe Biden and political leaders from Boston and Massachusetts attended a tribute for those affected by the Boston Marathon attacks a year ago today. NPR's Jeff Brady reports three of the victims spoke.
Patrick Downs and his wife both lost legs because of the blast. Downs praised those who raced toward the smoke to help the injured, and he expressed gratitude for the support victims received.
We would never wish the devastation and pain we have experienced on any of you. However, we do wish that all of you, at some point in your lives, feel as loved as we have felt over this last year.
This year's Boston Marathon will be held next Monday amid tightened security. Organizers say they expect more than 35,000 runners to participate and as many as 1 million spectators. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Boston.
Today is tax day, but it is also the last day for people who had trouble signing up for health insurance coverage on healthcare.gov to finish the enrollment process. NPR's Julie Rovner explains after tonight, most individuals will not be able to get insurance until 2015.
In the 36 states where the federal government is running the health exchange, the last-minute surge of interest prompted the 15-day grace period after the March 31st deadline. But after tonight, healthcare.gov will only be open to people who've had a change in life circumstance, such as a job loss or moving to a different state. Some state-run exchanges are still open until the end of the month, and a very few private insurers outside the exchanges are still selling policies. But for the most part, those who can afford insurance and don't buy it soon will be subject to a penalty due with next year's income taxes. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Compelling evidence of torture. That's how one person is describing a series of ghastly photographs shown to members of the United Nations Security Council today, depicting victims of Syria's ongoing civil war. David Crane is a former war crimes prosecutor and described the images taken by a former Syrian military photographer.
What he brought out over a period of 2 years is direct, specific, provable evidence of widespread and industrialized killing not seen recently.
Security Council fell silent after the photos were shown, part of a forensic investigation funded by the government of Qatar, a major backer of the opposition forces in Syria. Opposition forces say the pictures show the brutality of the Assad regime. Syria's Justice Ministry has dismissed the pictures. South Korea's Coast Guard, after receiving a distress signal from a passenger ship off the southwest coast, says it has now rescued some of the hundreds of people on board. Korean television is showing pictures of the listing vessel, with South Korean media saying passengers were told to don life vests and jump overboard. I believe many of those on board the ship are students on a school trip, though some of the reports could not immediately be confirmed. Korean media reports about 100 passengers aboard the ship have been rescued. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 89 points. The S&P 500 gained 12 points today. This is NPR. Rebels in Syria killed three Lebanese journalists in a town close to the border with Lebanon. They worked with Al Manar Television, which supports Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. NPR's Allison Mews attended one reporter's funeral.
Some men fired shots in the air as others carried Hamza al-Haj Hassan's body home. The journalist's coffin was draped in the yellow flag of Hezbollah, the Lebanese Shiite militia fighting on behalf of the Assad regime in Syria. The mood was defiant. Relatives congratulated Hamza's mother on her son's martyrdom. Women threw rice and children dressed in fatigues carried a photo of the deceased. Ahmed Reha, a Hezbollah official, praised him. At a time of war, every fighter has to be in the heart of the battle, and someone needs to give the news. He was like a fighter. He was in the battle. Hezbollah has fought alongside Syrian troops to take several towns from rebels in recent weeks. Hundreds of its men are thought to have been killed. Allison Mews, NPR News, Beirut.
Federal Appeals Court is upholding proposed new Environmental Protection Agency emission standards for coal and oil-fired power plants. In its ruling, the court rejecting state and industry challenges to the rules, which are designed to reduce emissions of mercury, lead, and arsenic. EPA says the decision is a victory for public health and environment and will prevent health and asthma attacks. When the rules were first proposed 3 years ago, there were no limits on how much mercury or other toxic pollutants could be emitted from power plants. Prices at the consumer level took a bump up in March. Much of it apparently was due to higher prices for food and rising rental costs. The Labor Department announced today the government's main inflation gauge, the Consumer Price Index, rose 0.2% last month after a smaller rise in February. Stripping out volatile food and energy, the so-called core rate of inflation was up by a similar amount. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.